Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. This is my first fall 2019 podcast. The summer ended finally, stretched all the way to the very end of September this year, and we ended up with over 60 days, over 90 degrees, which is unusual in the D.C. area. We averaged 36, so 60's almost double. So quite a bit more 90-degree days than usual. I continue, and by the way, if you go to my Doc Anderson YouTube feed, you'll find my yesterday's weather feed. And one of the things that I've been doing for the last couple of years is sharing my time-lapse video of yesterday's weather so far. And I've been doing that now for almost 4 years. During that time period, I have yet to incorrectly predict what yesterday's weather would be. So I'm kind of proud of the fact that I'm 100% on my predictions. If I tell you it rained yesterday, it's guaranteed it rained yesterday. So one of the things that I'm kind of, you know, noodling about, walking about, thinking about right now, you know, is this concept of you know, weather technology. Weather technology has evolved from where it was. When I was a kid, you know, weather stations were pretty hard to set up. I had an Oregon Scientific station probably, when I moved back to Indiana. So I had an Oregon Scientific weather station outside my house with an areometer and a water gauge, you know, all the components of a good weather station, and an indoor receiver so that, you know, we could tell what was going on. I had that out in my backyard probably starting 2001, and I had one in my backyard in Cincinnati, Ohio, a couple of years before that. So, you know, I've had a weather station off and on for most of the last 20 years. And the evolution of what you can do with a weather station is compared to what you did do with the weather station, it's just amazing to me. I personally I really like the company Blue Sky. Blue Sky lets you put they have two units. One is called Storm. The other is called Sky. The Sky unit actually lets you put it out in your backyard or front yard or on your roof, wherever you want it to be. If you put it up on your roof, you have to reset it. It's a little bit more painful, but I have mine on my back deck, and I can get a time-lapse video from the Sky unit every day that shows what the weather was. It's really just a fun way to watch clouds. But there's some other technologies. I'm also a big fan of the company Kestrel. I have a portable weather unit that I carry with me. Now, it does wind direction, altimeter, compass, but it also does, you know, wet bulb and dry bulb, temperature where you are. The variance within temperatures because of where you are and what you're next to becomes critical sometimes. As an avid boater, I can tell you that knowing what the weather is where you are makes a big difference. If there's a sudden decline because you're on the edge of a low pressure cell, that's going to be a little different on the water than it is going to be on the land. So you want to be aware of that kind of stuff. So I'm a big fan of Kestrel, love the Blue Sky system. Really enjoying the reality and the growing reality of personal weather information and personal weather stations. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my personal weather forecast. Check me out on YouTube. It's Doc Anderson, D-O-C-A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, and my channel is Yesterday's Weather Today. Have a great day.